Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Welcome to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with your host Kafam and Hugh. On the show tonight, we'll be talking to Sumesh, who originally comes from India, and his partner John, who comes from Melbourne, but has a Greek and Armenian background. We are going to revisit Sumesh's story from approximately 1 year ago, when he was suffering from severe depression after a breakup with his partner. John was a good friend to Sumesh during his illness and helped him get through the bad times. Sumesh, on the other hand, helped John come to terms with being gay, and the story does not end there. Another great show coming up tonight on Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9.
Muse Uprising Joy 94.9 with Hugh and Kafam on Orange Ribbon, everything multicultural. Hugh, how are you going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well. Today Excellent. We had a bit of multicultural discussion at work. I was asked, what do you think of the refugees on the Sri Lanka? From the Sri Lanka, should we get them in or not? When you get a question from a redneck colleague, you obviously pay attention.
And what do you think?
Oh, he said that they should come in through the right proper channel.
Okay. I just think they're people, and that this should be respected as human beings, and I think they should be here and enjoying their life a little bit more than what they are at the moment.
Oh, absolutely, you're correct on the ball.
So that's me on my soapbox, but I won't go on.
But, you know, very briefly, when you're running for your life, you don't have time, the money, or to do the paperwork. When you can literally, as you're filling out the paperwork, you could probably see your family right in front of you being gunned down.
Yes.
I'm being a bit dramatic.
You are being very dramatic. That's normal. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Tonight we have Sumesh and John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hello.
Now, Sumesh, you were actually on the show a year ago, weren't you?
Yes.
Or almost a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
And at that time, you weren't a very happy person. You were slowly getting better, but you still had some depression.
Yeah, I think I did have a few issues that I was dealing with. I think I've left that far behind me now.
And how long ago was that? It was a year ago.
More than a year ago. Well, it started more than a year ago.
Well,
it's good to have you back here. And just a bit of background, where do you come from originally?
From Bangalore in India.
Originally from Bangalore?
Yep.
Because Bangalore is a very transient city, a bit like Sydney, isn't it? Where people go through and, you know, there are very few.
Yeah, it's made a big name in terms of, IT and that. So a lot of people move to Bangalore to work. So, yeah.
Now, you're... Family upbringing, if I remember, you come from a sports family, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And even now you still enjoy your sports?
Yes, I do play cricket. Yeah.
What else do you do?
I play cricket. I used to be a swimmer back in the day. Play cricket in just about any sport.
Now, is all your family still in India?
Most of them are, except for my brother and me. My brother's in Canberra.
Oh, okay. Tell us a little bit about your background in India. What type of upbringing did you have?
Just a family, three kids. Grandparents lived with us.
So that's very typical, isn't it, to have grandparents
it's
living?
Like a joint family, so. And it was my mum's parents who lived with us. So.
And what about you, John? What's your background?
Well, I'm half Greek, half Armenian, and born here in Australia, so in Melbourne in the southeastern suburbs. Straightforward upbringing.
Straightforward, but Greek and Armenian. That doesn't sound very straightforward to me.
I guess not, but you know.
It's just multicultural.
Yeah, you just get used to what's around you, I guess.
And both your parents, are they from a very religious background?
Not really. I guess they're culturally religious, so they'll go to church for things like Easter and what have you, weddings, funerals, christenings. But they don't go weekly. Religion's not a huge factor in our family at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Greek and Armenian, I mean, they're very, very much into the family scene, aren't you?
It was
big family parties and weddings and everything else.
Yeah.
Is that the type of upbringing you've had?
For the most part. I think our family is at a point now where a lot of people are sort of getting older and sort of you know, it gets harder for everyone to catch up. So the big get-togethers kind of slowed down a bit.
Okay. Yeah. And what would you say was a hard part for you to change your lifestyle to what it is just now, with the type of family upbringing you had?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. In terms of that, the kind of lifestyle changed while I was living away from the family.
Right. So it was easy.
It was easy. I didn't have to explain myself to anyone, for lack of a better way of putting it.
What about you, Samaj? Just remind us about when you decided that you were gay. What age were you?
I was about 13.
13.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was 12 or 13, I wouldn't have the proper faculty of, you know, processing this information. What did you do?
Let's just say, you know, whatever I could.
No. So you were actually...
Expand on that, please.
I was just growing up as a kid, and I just knew there was something different, and I wasn't like most other guys in school. You know, used to look through women's magazines and stuff. So, pictures of naked women, obviously. But it wasn't me doing that. So,
but for me personally, when I first realized that, oh my God, I like men. Oh my God, I can't accept this. So I would get a pornographic magazine of naked women to deal with myself. Like, I got to change myself.
it wasn't me. I just wasn't interested, I think.
That's good. You didn't have that part where I had to change myself. But going back a bit, I'm curious about when you say come from a sports family.
Yeah.
What does that mean from a sports family?
Sports family is in my dad used to play a lot of sport when he was in uni and stuff. He was a captain of some team when he was studying. He was into athletics. My brother's an athlete. My sister's an athlete. My mum's played some sport when she was growing up.
So it's a very sporty family,
very
really, isn't
sport,
it?
Yeah.
And does your brother play cricket like yourself?
No, he doesn't play cricket.
So when you were in India, did you play just for the school cricket, or were you...
When I was in school, I used to be a swimmer. So I used to swim for the school, swim for the state, and then cut swimming.
So what made you come to Australia?
Just came here to study.
Okay. And decided to stay.
And decided to stay, yeah.
So who came first, you or your brother?
Me.
Okay.
Here you're moving way too fast. I have my hand raised up here two times already. I just want to pursue that because as a kid, I was not a naturally athletic person. Mm-hmm. And coming from a sporting background, were you expected to be sporty? How natural were you as an athlete?
Pretty natural as an athlete.
Gifted.
Maybe you can call that gifted, but I wasn't interested in swimming, so... Didn't really pursue sport too much.
What about you, John?
Yeah, how about you, John?
No, I'm not gifted when it comes to athletics. My family was never very sporty,
right.
So didn't have that sort of expectation to get into any sort of sports.
So at school, were you made to do sports? Or?
Oh, just, you know, the usual PE and inter-school sports and that sort of stuff.
PD.
The compulsory bit.
The compulsory bit.
The very annoying.
But I did miss out on archery class. That annoyed me.
You
I wanted
play
to
hockey
do
though, didn't you?
Oh, you couldn't call it playing, just running around with a stick.
Yeah, well, still playing.
Yeah, you know, playing.
How did you choose a team? Because when we were at a school, when we ever have to choose a team, I was always the last one to be picked because I was so bad at it. What method did you use in school of picking up teams?
I would, unless I didn't think I was going to make a complete fool of myself, I would just kind of hang back and be the last one to be chosen. I didn't want to put myself forward. So,
but a bit of background. I mean, going back background, Greek and Armenian. So you must have had the best of both celebrations growing up.
Most of them kind of correlate, which, yeah. So most of them tend to happen at the same time. And yeah, it was pretty good. And most of them, the same sorts of things: Christmas, Easter. I guess Greek Easter stands out a bit more. But yeah.
What about the food? Do you get a mixture of both countries?
We do. Actually, my parents originally came from Egypt, there's a little bit of Middle Eastern food thrown in as well. So it's a big mix.
So in your household, you've got Indian and Middle Eastern food.
Oh, it's the best food. Yeah, it's pretty good.
When you said Egypt, my eyes just perked up. I think my eyes, yeah.
Okay.
Egypt, how do you mean? From your parents' generation or...?
Yeah, my parents' parents immigrated to Egypt, and both my parents were born in Egypt, and then they moved here to Australia.
Oh, so a Greek, and there are lots of Greek and Armenians in Egypt.
A part of Egypt, a city of Egypt called Alexandria, there was a lot of Mediterranean and you know, other ethnicities all kind of went there. It was a very multicultural city, and then around the 50s, 60s, a lot of people kind of left and moved on.
Mm. Are you on Orange Ribbon Joy 94.8 with Hugh and Kafam, and our guests tonight, Somesh and John.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Joy 94.9, Orange Ribbon with Hugh and Kafam, Multicultural Show. Our guest tonight, Somesh and John. And, you know, Somesh.
Yeah?
You had a dream of coming to Australia.
Yes.
When you were a kid. Yeah. How did that come about?
We used to have scholarship exams in school, which was organized by University of New South Wales. And I missed out on one of those scholarships.
You missed out?
Yeah.
By how much?
Can't remember now. I was like year five, maybe. So
if you...
I didn't get a scholarship. Let's just say I didn't get that scholarship, so...
If you do get a scholarship, what does that entail?
It just means you get to study your undergrads free of cost. Yeah, the University of New South Wales was, I think, as far as I can remember, they were sponsoring the whole course, the undergraduate.
So this
course
was done in year five.
Yes.
And then you at year five, you get a place booked into a university undergrad from year five. That is very long-sighted, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And what about your gayness when you were a kid? Were you actively gay when you were a kid in India? Boyfriends?
I think I did have a boyfriend.
You think?
Yeah. Can't really call him a boyfriend, though, because...
Just messing around.
Just messing around.
Yeah.
Messing around. Buddy.
Every time we could. Yeah.
Let's talk about when you came to Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember you telling me, and this was going back a year, mind you, that you were quite horrified with the scene in Melbourne. And you went somewhere and had your drink spiked.
Yeah, my drink spiked.
What happened?
Someone spiked my drink, and I was just out with a few friends, and I didn't know what was happening, so... Yeah.
Tell us the details.
Oh, just went out for a drink with a few friends, and we were having a nice night, and then just felt drunk and drowsy all of a sudden. And then, yeah, I had to just go home after that.
And are you lucky that your friends when they look after you?
Yeah, I had a couple of friends with me, so it's good.
But this sort of put you off the gay scene in Melbourne for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, I was starting to doubt things if I should really go out and do stuff. And, yeah.
What about you, John? What's your experience in the gay scene?
It was relatively limited. I didn't really, I guess, get into the scene until I was well past 30. So...
30-year-old virgin scene queen.
Kind of like that, yeah. Okay. I didn't really do much with the scene at all. And, it's limited very much to just going out every now and then for either a drink or going to, going dancing or something. That's about it.
What was your maiden voyage like?
he wants to know everything, John.
Yeah, okay, all right. In the scene or...?
In the scene.
In the scene. I don't know. I think the very first time I went out, I literally just thought, I'm just going to go to a bar and see what it's like. So I walked in.
Yeah, I think the first time for me here as well was, walking to a gay club or pub. And the only difference was there was only men in this place. So.
Yeah, and what were the expectations at the time?
Well, I didn't expect anything, to be honest.
Yeah, same. For me, I really just thought, I'll go in, have a look. And I went in, had a drink, and then left. That's about it.
Sounds so straightforward.
Let's just go back a little bit, because before we get to how you met and as friends, but I just want to cover what we covered in the show almost a year ago with you, Somesh.
Yeah.
Now, I remember this very well, because you met your boyfriend, your past boyfriend, and you started a huge relationship.
Yeah.
Now, tell us how you felt when that first started.
It was unreal. Didn't know what was happening. And I didn't expect it to happen. And
as big as it did?
No, I didn't expect anything when I first met him. So, And it felt good.
But you moved in together.
Yeah, we did move in together. We not straight away though, but we moved in together, and yeah, it didn't work out in the end. So
yeah, but because it didn't work out, you then got ill.
Yeah, but I think I, you know, having said that, I got ill and all that. It was.
You became depressed.
I was depressed because didn't have anyone to speak to about it. Didn't know where to go for help. Didn't know what to do, how to handle the whole situation, basically.
I remember you telling me, though, that at the time you were so depressed that you just couldn't think straight.
No, I couldn't.
And you actually lost a job through it as well.
Yes, I did, yeah.
And did that make you feel worse, losing a job?
It's like lost complete confidence in myself. Didn't have anything going for me at that point. I just wanted to pack and leave, just wanted to give up on everything.
I'm just curious, it was because of the breakup or something happened during the relationship that made you lose the confidence?
It was more the breakup. It was more the fact that we couldn't be together. Because after we moved in together and we tried to work things out, it didn't work out. And I just didn't know where to go from there. So.
And how long did this depression last?
Probably about a year, more than a year. Over a year.
Because it even affected your studies at university, didn't it?
Yeah.
You failed exams. And
yeah, I failed exams. I lost my job. So it wasn't the best feeling. And like I said, breaking up from the relationship, breaking the relationship didn't just have one consequence. It was like a domino effect.
The domino effect.
What other things happened during the domino effect?
There was a lot of pressure at uni. The course was demanding, couldn't concentrate, couldn't face anyone asking me questions in presentations, just couldn't face it. So,
and what eventually, you said you didn't know where to seek help, eventually what did you do about it?
I went and saw a counsellor in uni, and a couple of friends actually suggested I should get help, and even a professor at uni suggested I should get help. So I did go up and get some proper counselling through a psychologist.
Okay. And when we come back, Somesh is going to tell us, and John as well is going to let us know how John played a role in your depression. You're on Joy 94.9.
Orange Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Bloody huge. You could at least tell me now the mics are on. Orange Man Joy 94.9. Now we have a message. Broadway at Bedtime celebrates 200 shows with a spectacular fundraiser concert for Joy 94.9, live from the Alma Sports Club. Hosted by Joy's very own Andy and Adrian, the night is going to be full of dazzling musical theatre and cabaret magic, featuring a great lineup of amazing performances. To book, call 9699-2949 now to get hold of these exclusive and strictly limited tickets. Broadway at Bedtime, Sunday, October 25th. That's Sunday, October 25th from 7 p.m. live at the Alma Sports Club. Call 9699-2949 and book now.
I have to say that I did tell you the mics was on.
No, you pointed at me, and there's like, point does not mean mics on. And then you pointed at the lights that the mics are on.
He's temperamental, isn't
he? Yes, I'm very temperamental. And our guest tonight, Somesh and John. And Somesh is of Indian background, and John of Greek and Armenian background. Earlier, Somesh was telling us about his depression after the breakup, and John played a role in your recovery.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
You can go for it.
No, come on.
Don't argue now.
Yeah, no. Met John in uni last year in March, and basically said, let's catch up for a coffee, and we stuck to a coffee for 4 months.
But if I can say, John at this point, though, sort of helped you.
Yeah, John did help me. One of our good friends, a common friend, told me something. It's like the best way to get over someone is to find someone else.
But you for 4 months, though, you, as you said earlier, you just coffeed. You just went out for coffee and
yeah. The first 4 months, I wasn't looking for anything because I didn't want to get back into a relationship. I wasn't looking for one. I just wanted friends.
So tell us, John, were you just trying to help Somesh get through this depression and finish it? And
oh, you had an ulterior motive.
No, not really. I'd actually gotten out of a relationship recently myself. Right. And the last thing I wanted to do consciously was jump straight into another one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we said we'd catch up for coffee, and we caught up for coffee, and it was just coffee, which was kind of refreshing.
And that relationship, was it with a man or a woman? Because I have no idea.
Oh, okay. It was actually with a woman. Yeah.
And then you met Somesh.
Yeah.
And then over the 4 months of intense coffeeing, what happened?
No, I wasn't the one.
Yeah,
he didn't
tell me. No. I had relationships with women in the past. I'd only had two serious relationships, and both of them were with women. And I met guys before, but no actual relationships really took hold. If that's a good way of putting it.
So let's go back to you, Somesh.
Yep.
You took this relationship or friendship and used it to help you get back into the world? Or?
I think we helped each other with it. John did help me in a big way because he used to put himself as a friend and as a boyfriend and try and speak to me about things. Yeah. Every now and then I used to have this... every now and then I used to have a moment saying, go back into my shell. And John used to become a friend at that point and say, this is what you're doing and this is wrong. And then he used to come back as a boyfriend the next second.
Yeah, I'd actually introduce it like that. It's like, all right, I'm speaking to you as a friend now.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to wear different hats.
Yeah, he used to wear different hats.
That was fun.
I'm curious.
That wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't fun. I was being sarcastic.
No, it wasn't.
Because the truth hurts, right?
Yeah, it does. It wasn't fun for either of us.
You are on Joy 94.9 with Hugh and Kafam.
Joy 94.9.
Orange Riven Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Celebration with Madonna. I wonder if you made Madonna into a pie, what she would taste like. Anyway, tonight's music is brought into by Somesh and John. And Celebration, what are you guys celebrating about?
Being together, I suppose.
Yeah, together and more so moving in together.
Mm. Yeah, we just signed the lease.
Now, before we went to the music, we were talking about how John helped Somesh with his depression, and you wore the many hats and
stockings.
I suppose you were at times strict with them and said, look, this is the way it is, and this is what you've got to do. And I suppose this helped you, Somesh, in a big way.
Big way, yeah.
Yeah. But what we haven't said is at this point, John, who had broken up with his girlfriend, then you met Somesh, and this was your first emotional experience with a man.
Definitely in terms of, well, not so much, more in terms of it being an actual relationship with where it is development, and it's not just catching up with someone a few times and, you know, developing a crush or anything like that. It was actually a developing relationship.
Yeah. And how did it feel to you?
Good.
Did it terrify you a bit?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did, because all of a sudden...
He was scared of labels.
Labels actually really did my head in.
Being gay, being
Because I remember you said to me, you didn't label yourself gay, bi, or straight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the only way I could actually deal with it. Mostly because, I mean, sexuality was never something I defined myself with. It was always... in many ways, the last thing on my list in my life. It was something I always kind of pushed to the side, and if a relationship happened, that's great.
And at this point, I'd be right in saying that none of your family or anybody knew.
No. One cousin knew.
You have a sly look on your face. Tell us why that cousin knew.
No. Just because I was just trying to remember. I was just going through the list of people in my head. I guess the main way Somesh helped me, one of the major ways Somesh helped me is I very easily invested myself into Samesh. And given that I had so many trust issues when it came to relationships, that was a big thing for me. And we had some rough patches.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone does in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I never felt like that trust was misplaced. Mm. So.
Of course, there are two things happening here. There's a label and then it's a trust issue. But yeah. Where are you now with labels?
I guess jumping back to that, the thing which I told myself at some point was, after that, my previous relationship finished, was if I meet someone and I get into a relationship with them, it's going to be because I connect with the person. It's not going to be because of gender.
Mm-hmm. So you're more into the person than the gender.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be... That's not the complete truth. Obviously, there's things which I find very attractive about Samesh, and that's a factor.
Samesh is laughing in disbelief.
Surprise.
Yeah. I can't think of any of them at this point in time, though.
Samesh, yeah. Did it help you, the fact that... you were helping John?
It did, because...
did it give you something worthwhile in your
life? Yeah, it was like... It felt like I was investing in someone when the other person wasn't actually investing in me.
Mm.
I could actually see something that was two-way.
Mm.
And so the friendship, actually, that's how we started as friends.
Mm.
And it started talking about stuff. And when we saw this had potential to go further...
Mm-hmm.
And don't think we stopped and look back on things.
Mm, and you know, because I'm curious, putting myself in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
right? If I knew that John had a serious relationship with women, I would be a bit scared. What was your view on that? Your take on that?
I've been with someone like John before. Someone who's been in a relationship with other women before. And I respected that. I completely respect that, and I didn't want to influence him or change him, change the person that he is or she is or whoever that is. And and yeah, so I didn't want to influence that, and just took you, 4 months was a good enough time for me to understand the person that was in him.
You must have got to know each other pretty well by that time.
Yeah.
And you were helping Samesh with his depression, or the end of it, basically. Yeah. And you were helping John find his sexuality. And
John just didn't help me with getting all my depression. He helped me believe in myself, you know, try and... He was like a... ego boost to me.
He took you back to the old Samesh that we all knew about.
Yeah, and I think I'm back to that now. You can ask a few of my friends.
There was no definite, you know, today we're going to help you get over your depression.
What were the sort of things you did to help John with his confidence?
Oh, me.
What were sort of things that John did?
Just small things. Small things which are important. Sit down and speak. Not just jump into bed straight away.
That's true.
Yeah. talking helps a lot.
Now, how do you deal with the disagreements you do have? Because you were friends for 4 months, so how do you deal with it now?
No, we just sit and talk about it. If there's something, we actually spit it out, and we have to actually choose the right time. Mm. We spoke about that. It's like, don't bring up anything on a Monday morning.
yeah.
So that was a rule.
Well, it kind of becomes a rule.
Yeah, that is a rule.
Now,
one thing, when we caught up, Samesh, a few weeks back, you were very, very excited about something. And it was about your mother. Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, I did come out to my mum. It wasn't the best way to do it. I did it on the phone. It wasn't the best way to do it.
What do you think the best way, then?
I think the best way is to... whatever works. She's in India, so I had to tell her because she forced it out of me. She basically has been looking for a girl for me to get married to, and she's like, "Why aren't you interested?" So you know, I had to stop her from going and embarrassing herself any further. So,
what about your dad? Are you going to tell him?
I will tell my dad, but I need to rally my troops before I get into that.
Let your mother get used to it.
Let my mum get used to it. Get mum on my side first.
And is it because your mum is telling you not to tell your dad that you're not telling him?
Nah, dad's been a little sick, so I just said let it be for now. So
you actually told your mother to let him be free of that?
She wanted to tell him, and I said it's up to her. He's sick, so I should just drop it then.
Mm. What about you, John? Who have you told?
I've been systematically telling as many people as I need to.
Yeah. Really?
He has a nice way of doing that.
Yeah, usually it's to rock up somewhere and drag some ish with me and say, hey,
I'm seeing him.
Have you told your parents?
I've told my mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next big question is, has Samesh met your parents?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I love the parents.
So how do they accept you, Samesh?
It's awesome. I get good cookies. Get all the good food.
Is that a Greek cookies or the Armenian cookies?
Mostly Greek.
Okay. Yeah, we're actually running out of time, but before we do, I need to ask a quick, who cooks at home?
Good question.
I think we both cook.
It's a mix.
It's a breakfast chef.
Yeah, I'm the breakfast chef.
Okay. So what do Indian, Greek, Armenian people eat for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
That's boring.
I've been promised pancakes, which haven't turned up yet.
You don't like pancakes?
Not the point.
Yeah.
But you get supermarket pancakes, right? Just heat it up and pour some honey and butter on top.
Yeah. I'm down with that. I can do that. That's good.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
What about dinner time?
Dinner time, it depends. If it's something like a pasta or like a roast or something, John is the one who usually cooks that.
Mm.
Something like a curry or a fried rice or something.
Yeah, that's Sam's territory.
On the subject on food, and does your mum, John, makes good pasticcio?
She makes delicious pasticcio.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
And
she's really sweet because usually Samish and I mostly catch up on weekends because we're not living together yet. It's about to happen. So what Mum will do is cook it with pork so I can actually take some to Sam.
Because I don't eat beef.
So. Yeah. So, it's cute. Right. That's a nice little way that Mum's kind of,
getting involved.
Getting involved, yeah. And they've actually cooked together too.
Yeah, we have actually cooked together.
Which is nice.
So you follow your religion and don't eat beef?
Yeah. More than that, I don't like red meat, so.
Okay. So you're white meat and vegetarian person?
Yes.
Which is quite popular among a lot of the Indian
ones. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So you gave me also some good news tonight. You were all smiles tonight when you came into the studio.
Yes.
Tell us why.
We're moving in together, we told you earlier.
Yeah.
We just signed up.
Yep. Yeah. And you've just found an apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just found an apartment.
John was very excited.
Yes. Yeah, it means less transit.
Is this the first time you've actually moved in with someone? Or?
As a couple. It is.
Yeah.
It is as a full move. Yeah, it is the first time.
So it's a big move.
Mm.
Earlier I caught you saying that you have a trust issue, and then with Somesh, there was something about Somesh that, was quite different. What was it? Just very briefly.
Very briefly? As Somesh actually said it, I could actually see that there was a two-way exchange happening. That helps. It's nice to see that what you're putting out is reflected back.
Unfortunately, running out of time, and that's Orange Ribbon for another week. Our special thanks to Somesh and John for your wonderful story. Coming up on Joy 94.9 is Paul and Simon with Global Sounds. And thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon. We'll be back again at the same time, 7 p.m. next Wednesday, with more insights into our GLBTIQ multicultural community here in Australia and around the world. Thank you, Nick.
Nope, Nick's not here tonight.
Who is on?
It's Damien tonight.
Do you have it? Embarrass me every time. And thank you, Damien, for reception and for your help tonight. And from Kapam and Hugh. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Joy 94.9. Orange Ribbon Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au